Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based medicine magazine, UK Health Radio, Perseverance, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, quite a doubleheader, Asha LeCount. She's the CEO and founder of Beyond EQ, helping athletes and businesses, teams, build resilience and peak performance. Then we're going to relook at some of the key insights with all the new hoopla with my co-authored book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And then we'll talk with the sports doctors in with some upcoming guests, emails. Asha, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, and hello to everybody listening in.
Great. Give us some background on yourself and EQ.
Sure. So my name is Asha LeCount. I'm the founder of Beyond EQ. I started teaching emotional intelligence about 10 years ago as a high-level executive. And like a lot of, you know, highly successful women and men, I was discounting pretty much every other area of my life other than my work. And what ended up happening is I started asking deeper questions like, wait a minute, if I'm so high in emotional intelligence, why is my love life like look like this? Why does my body look like this? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel so disconnected? And when I started asking those deeper questions, pretty much my whole life, you know, one could say blew up, but another could say realigned. And I started my company Beyond EQ.
Well, if you're talking to a sports podiatrist, we'll say absolutely realignment is a good term.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know. And, well, that really comes down to the perspective. No, the perspective of how that goes. So my, you know, in this life and what I'm here to do is teach quantum resilience and the understanding of feminine and masculine energy inside so that we can have even better results in the way that we lead.
Yes,
perform.
Of course,
yeah.
Again, as you know, on the Sports Doctor, we pay big attention to youth sports at its highest levels and at its most basic levels. And we see that there's so many different challenges. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. As I'm speaking, we could all picture that overzealous parent or coach ranting and raving and who knows what else. So we've paid so much attention, again, to the mental side, whether it's the necessity of communication with parents, with coaches, with the kids. And the more serious your son or daughter is as an athlete, the more the pressure grows. So you paid some real attention to youth sports performance, haven't you?
Well, in two capacities. My son, Levi, he's an athlete. He's 15, and he's never played football before. He started last year, and now he's, you know, 6'2", 180, and killing it in football. And he's going to, you know, his goal is to get to a D1 school. So I've seen how fast the transformations happen.
Well, there you are. I've got to send you the book. Yes. A lot of times we see, I told you the two things, really. Number one, strengthen his feet and ankles. And number two, work balance.
It's so much deeper than that, Dr. Bob. It actually comes down to the energy of the mother in most of these cases and the father.
Well, that's included, but we have to worry about the overzealous mother. You know, one of my famous athletes we were just celebrating because I got my latest gold medalist at the Olympics. I was so excited. Danny O'Shea, the American Pairs figure skater. We were celebrating 16 years since the young kid, Evan Lysacek, won the gold medal from here in Illinois. He's 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. So I had his mom on like a month later in 2010. I said, how did you know whose goal it was? You know, that great question. that sometimes we see her in the middle of all of these energy questions. She said, you know, we had ice time at 6:15, Dr. Barber. I never had to wake the kid up. So the overzealous parent or coach is a big challenge today, as there's so much information. And do you pay big attention to the well-rounded kid with your own son, nutrition, the energy side of things? Are you, you're not a little overzealous, are you, Mom?
Well, no, because my expertise is in feminine and masculine dynamics. So when it comes to the way that I parent, I don't parent my son from a point of telling him what to do. I go into my own feminine energy, and the result of a woman who's in high levels of feminine energy is more powerful, stable, masculine men. So when
you
we look
find
at
that,
the,
you me, find that that situation, Ash, is now, you know, more and more accepted. Come on, the great woman athletes, I've been working with them for decades. The whole area of women's sports, women's performance. You know, women in so many different areas. So I think it's not as big a challenge as it used to be to get the acceptance of the expertise coming from, you know, this was fantastic, great example, Simone Biles, two Olympics ago, admitting, you know, I had mental problems, you know, Michael Phelps. So the stigma of the mental side of things is something that I think has really become more important to understand how important that is. Both as a coach or a parent.
Yeah, so I'm an athlete myself. I do IFBB Pro competitions. And the reason for me, I believe that I win is because I'm not as attached to, I'm not anxiously attached to the outcome. So what we've learned with Beyond EQ is resilience is fine. You know, everybody can talk about adaptability and leadership, but what does that actually mean? And so what we're realizing more and more is how much the integration of the feminine and masculine energy matters to balance.
You got a great word for it. You know, you make a big deal out of perseverance, and I think you're on the money. What is the best website people could find out about you and your work?
So the best website is www.beyondeqinternational.com. And there's all different things that you can find on there. That's mostly my corporate website, but, you know, Beyond EQ International, and it talks a lot about my speaking as well as the work that
now,
I do.
Now, sometimes we see, I've had experts on for years who talked about they were the parent of the athlete.
Yeah.
And at very, very high levels. And we talked about all, so that's why I've had psychiatrists and psychologists. I told you that I had a Buddhist expert on from the Netherlands a couple of months ago. And he's talking about 2,500-year-old lifestyle rules for sports. And he said two of the famous words of the Tao was simplicity and compassion. So it's amazing how the, you know, used to be 20, 30 years ago, this whole mental game was considered voodoo. Nobody was paying attention to the mental. So my first athlete, and again, Bob Guida was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe, the late, great Bob Guida, the sports trainer that I spent four decades with. People came to him to learn about posing for fitness contests. So again, all your training as an athlete, and what was your title?
Oh, I do all different things. I dance, and I do IFBB Pro fitness. I'm a professional roller skater. I do pretty much like everything and anything. Yeah, all different types of dance disciplines and acting.
I've had some great champions over the years in roller skating. Yes, I've been putting orthotics in mostly figure skates almost. Roller skates.
I'll share it too. Like for years, I forgot I did all of this stuff for a very long time. And you know, I think one of the major things that, you know, if we're going to talk about parents and the way that they parent the children, you know, one of the worst things a parent can do is put the pressure on the child by ignoring their own gifts. So a lot of parents live for their children, and I put that into quotes, and, you know, I'm building my son into an athlete. No, I build myself, and then my son happens to be the person that I'm leading. Massive difference in the way that you carry yourself. Because children,
and how's your son responding? How's your son, his friends, his world responding to your sort of paying attention to more of including discipline? How's he rate you, Ma?
Yeah. You know, we're disciplined in this house only because of the mindset. You know, I think if you're going to try to be
so important. Now, again, you've got to add a sense of humor. The late great colleague of mine for years, he shared the radio with me in the 90s, Jim Vickery. He said he always had a couple of bullets for sports parents. And he said, number one, try your best not to be a critic. You know, don't be questioning their performance in the car on the way home. And number two, be a good listener. And how does that hold up in this day and age with your EQ philosophy?
I mean, it's okay. It's a little bit mundane and not really that deep. I think there's great.
Well, you used that term before, like, and I agree with you. Use the word deep.
I'm not really personally sold on great performers if everything in the home is kind of deteriorating. And so what I realize over and over again is when we work on the parents' anxiety and the parents' deeper lack of self-worth, the children tend to have better results. And so when I work with teens, we talk about those types of things, like, you know, abandonment and rejection and some wounding they may have from their parents' divorces.
Well, for years we've had on experts like yourself, Ash, again, talking about the effect, good luck to us all, with social media, let alone after the pandemic, when so many things dramatically would change, you know, lifestyle. So the attention today, you want to call it biohacking, you want to call it functional medicine, you want to call it complementary medicine. I featured all of it for decades. The idea used to be called alternative medicine. You know, it had to be a contest, you know, Eastern or Western or whatever. And, you know, we came up with, hey, guys, come on. There's a lot of good things on both sides. But the mental game is a big deal, whether you're dealing, I guess, with the top business people that I know you do, high performers, or you're dealing with the chemistry of and the challenges of today. You know, you want to be a Division I player, it's a big deal. Traveling teams, you know, where you're talking about specialty teams and these kinds of pressures on the family financially. So your son's a football player. That's exciting in that regard.
Yeah. Well, that's like a really another great piece that you're bringing up. When you think about these external pressures, I call those EQ leaks, emotional intelligence leaks. Let's bring it down to real.
I like that term. I was just going to ask you exactly that. The emotional intelligence, I guess you could talk for five shows about what that means.
Yeah.
But the point is
you have to train because your mindset. So the cool thing is we patch up these EQ leaks. Like, you've got a bucket, you're leaking. What does a leak look like? Social media, fighting with your spouse, not having intimacy in your relationships, not feeling good, feeling like you need to self-sabotage. These are all leaks. They take us off our path. And so what we do is we
steal
the leak.
What about your teammates? Again, you know, a lot of the organization I stress, like the National Alliance of Youth Sports, they celebrated their 40th anniversary. They work with the military. They work with park districts. What used to be called iSport 360 made such a big deal of communication, now resolved. You know, again, with the asking your son or daughter, how you doing? You know, when we find out 50% of these young athletes are taking over-the-counter pain medicine because of overkill. Youth sports is in capital letters, got overkill. The terrible, you know, just too much, too aggressive. And the overuse injuries are epidemic in youth sports. And this is why we need to pay attention to your side, the emotional side, all those things that go into, you know, these. And that's why I wrote the article called The Prodigy Sports. It was the challenge of specialization. Let's say your son or daughter's a dancer. You're a dancer, or they're a figure skater, they're a gymnast. This is all they want to do. We could tell them all day we want them to play different sports. So there's all sorts of areas that we wanted to pick your brains about. And I guess, you know, we talk a lot about the challenge of bullying and how these kids are doing with the social pressure. What age groups do you deal with quickly?
Yeah, so mostly teenagers right now. But you know what I learned, Bob, and it's very similar with this. It's no different than when I work with men and women and they're adults. Not a lot of people know how to even label emotions. So with the kids, I'm always trying to get them.
Yeah, good luck to us.
Yeah, I'm always trying to, I'll say, how do you feel? How do you feel? And their first instinct isn't to say, I feel disgusted or I feel anxious. Their first instinct is to say, I feel a lot of pressure or I feel like I can't do it. That's not an emotion. And emotional intelligence is simply, it's like reading a book. You don't go and take the bar to be a lawyer without having brushed up on a book or two on how to be a lawyer. It's the same thing with the intellect of our emotions. So in my home, in the way I teach the children that I work with, is the super fundamentals of feeling safe to feel an emotion. So what we can do is we put the pressure onto the economy, money, onto my husband or whoever who's bothering me instead of staying inside of the emotion. And when you learn to do that, your whole world shifts. You just shift. You align faster.
Well, these are the,
resilient.
I knew the time would fly by with you because it's such a fantastic topic. But again, it's a big part of the mental game, whether your kid's the best athlete in the country or you're dealing with seniors and just trying to stay out of trouble. Give us again where people can find out about you and your work, Asha.
I know. I love it because, you know, I'm a big believer.
Give me the website.
Dr. Bob. Oh, yeah.
Info. Live radio, kiddo. Give me the info quick.
It's beyondeqinternational.com. Beyondeqinternational.com. You'll find my corporate work and my work in luxury with leaders. But that's what I also use for
connecting
with people.
Great information, Asha. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to get into hashtag hate sports parents. It's the Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm the second guest today. Having some interactive insights over all of these topics we talk about, that I co-wrote the book with Sharky Zarkman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, whatever it is, 4 or 5 years ago, to stress. And we see now how important this continues. So we wanted to pay attention to some of the different aspects of what we're talking about in the whole world of youth sports and all of those sports parents. We wanted an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports, whether they were a serious young athlete, whether they were part of a team sport, or whether they were somebody who might be gifted enough to be headed to the Olympics. Now, Sharkey was a national volleyball and beach volleyball player and lived not only what it took to grow up at the highest level of sport, but then to get involved into the coaching world with her husband, who's also been a guest on the show, and talking about the challenges of coaching any of these young athletes in any of these particular sports. So we wanted to, again, come up with a formula that continues to be refined as we go along. Whether a guy, your son or daughter, is a figure skater, whether they are a football player, whether they're in basketball, whatever the sport happens to be, including the specialization world. Some of these sports, you know, we just watched the Olympics. People who follow my show know how excited I was over this Olympic period in time, because number one, we were celebrating the 16th year, I can't believe it, that the young Naperville kid, Evan Lysacek, who was like 10 years old when we had orthotics in his skates, became the Olympic gold medalist in 2010. What a ride that was, Dancing with the Stars, and that whole, that was incredible. And this latest Olympics, where another skater, Danny O'Shea, who was a teenager when we put orthotics in his skates, he just celebrated his 35th birthday after the Olympics. This guy made the Olympics and was part of the gold medal team in pairs at the Winter Olympics. So again, whether or not your son or daughter is specializing very early in whatever the sport happens to be, now, as a sports podiatrist, as someone who's been involved in sports medicine for, gosh, whatever it is, 4 or 5 decades, the good fortune I had in the late 70s to meet Bob Guida, who at that time was a health and wellness champion. He was an ex-Mr. Universe, Mr. America, and he was one of the most learned people in the world of sports medicine, training, strengthening. And he had such a affection for the role of the foot and its relationship to everything in sports. So we spent the next 50 years, give or take a little bit, together with these challenges. And the more talented your kid is, these more challenges are multiplied. So we wanted to go look at 4 sections in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with an understanding already that we were dealing with overkill in youth sports and a lot of problems, whether it was overzealous criminal doctors, overzealous almost critical coaches, or parents who were crazy on the sidelines or just overdoing it with their son or daughter. Too much pressure. We knew that. We wanted to address that aspect. So number one was an area called Sports Parenting 101, and that was Sharkey's specialization. Again, whether your kid was the best at their sport, whether they were just starting out, the importance of different levels. She also addressed even the abuse of kids in some way, shape, or form, with coaches and or parents. So this was Sports Parenting 101, the real values of playing sports, the pitfalls, finding the best program for your child. What's your role as a parent when it comes to youth sports? Hey, how to coach your own kid. Hey, nutrition is your responsibility. How to feed a young athlete properly. Whole college recruiting game. We were just talking about that. Stress management. Section 2 is the sports doctor's in. It's me, yours truly. Keeping your child safe. What do you need to know about preventing injuries? The challenge of drugs in youth sports. Half these high school kids and older are half living on over-the-counter stuff. They're overdoing supplements. This is why we've had the specialty of sports pharmacy. Guests of mine, Jessica Beal, that whole new area of these kinds of challenges. Again, overuse, you know, 3 games a weekend, this kind of thing. Choosing the best shoes for your young athlete. Foot mechanics and orthotics, big area. The whole area of orthotics. Does my son or daughter need orthotics? Let's ask if they benefit. In the right hands, the professions of sports podiatry, some in physical therapy and specialties in podorthics, shoe mechanics experts, the optimum areas when we're talking about orthotics, capturing the optimum alignment of the foot and ankle, not only because there's trouble. Again, the problems we see that so much are foot-related, the common, the plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the arch and heel, and the shin splints, runner's knee, jumper's knee, all of these kinds of overuse syndromes, the importance of intelligent rest, especially when we've got a talented kid and they're in an area where they're year-round, club sports, traveling sports, the prodigy sports. What I'm talking about, again, your son or daughter's a figure skater. They're 11 years old. They want to do it 6 days a week. They don't want to play other sports. Every therapist, athletic trainer, sports doctor says we want kids to play other sports, have different experiences, use different parts of the body. Repetitive motion injuries. Imagine that tennis kid growing up. She's a prodigy. She's swinging a racket 100 times a week, 200 times a week, 100 times a day. Shoulder, back, other kinds of concerns, over repetitive motion injuries, that skater, hundreds of jumps a week. So we talk again about universal exercises for all sports. You've heard me push this forever on the Sports Doctor. I don't care what your kid's sport is. I don't care what their age is. I don't care how old you are. Include strengthening feet and ankles, rubber bands. Great way. Guida, I don't care if you're the best athlete in the world. He could test you, man, with rubber bands. Or you were a 9-year-old kid. We could take advantage. Rubber bands. They like free weights. Create stability and balance. The last chapter in the book we include is, hey, sports parents. We talk about, hey, tackle football when I'm dealing with that whole world. There is no safe tackle football. Section 3 of the book, The Experts Speak Out. Robert Andrews, his expertise in dealing with the mental side of injury recovery. Creating a solid fueling plan. Katie Davis, RK Sports Nutrition. Mind Medicine for Life. Denise McDermott, MD, psychiatrist. Concussions in youth sports. Holly Benjamin, specialist in youth sports. Behavior. Overzealous sports parents, Ian Goldberg, he's the founder and the CEO. At that time, iSport 360. Dave Epperson, the founder of Volleyball Festival, savvy of youth sports. Melissa Orthfrey, who was a gymnast at the time. She grew up in orthotics, man. And now she works with some of the greatest golfers in the whole world. She was a prodigy of guidance. Great sports parents. Janice Meredith, certified life coach. Youth sports safety, Dr. Steve Harwitz, chiropractor. Sports parents' perspectives. Kurt Mango, who was a champion himself, is the author of the book, Becoming a True Champion. One daughter was in the world of soccer. The other one was a volleyballer. Kat Stiles, author of Get Your Goddess on Second Man. Ski champion, speaker, life coach, Nancy Ryan at that time, her daughter, oh, Chloe, gosh, in orthotics since she was 8, 9 years old, was becoming a solo dance figure skating champion. Timur Halligan, youth tennis coach for years, some of the top junior players. And then Sharky, who again was a coach of champions. and all of these challenges when it came into what does it take in the world of sports, of sports parenting. We include big time many of the lessons of the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who shared the radio show with me in the 90s for 4 or 5 years. When Jim initially was practicing, whether it was in prisons, whether it was Northwestern University, whether it was the White Sox, whether it was taking part in the great summer camps with Guida and Eric Soderholm, the great Chicago White Sox player, Yankee, he would be sharing his wisdoms. And often we would go to speaking engagements together where he would have the following bullets for these sports parents. And number one was, don't be a critic. Don't be criticizing your son or daughter's activity on the way home in the car. And number two, be a good listener. Are you talking to your kids? Are they enjoying what they're doing? Are they having good relationships with their teammates and coaches? Explore that. Are you hurting? Are we overdoing it? How do you feel about the scheduling? Again, hashtag a sports parent. I don't know if it'll happen. I'm going to try to talk her into it, into the sequel, hashtag sports grandparents. Keep your eyes open, everybody. Thanks so much. And now we're going to be, hold on. To get into the Sports Doctors In segment on the Sports Doctors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctors In segment, where we characterize, talk about, include some upcoming guests and their topics. It's just an endless array. I remember when the former manager at WKDC, and we would talk about the Sports Doctor radio show, and he would have a couple of, he'd say, you know, the guys A guest list is endless, and it's true over the years. So many great guests, so many great areas, and next week's no different. Dr. Kevin Wall, he's a functional medicine physician. He is a chiropractic physician. I was a guest on his show, I think, last month, Unplugged or Plugged, anyway. He's got a terrific podcast. If I've had one chiropractor on over the years, I've had 50. One of my favorites, Dr. James Stockton, who's been all over the world with his spring mechanism and the discussion of the song and which way the direction it goes, whether it's the foot bones connected to the leg bones, connected to the knee bone, et cetera, or it's the backbone connected to the hip bone, connected to the knee and the foot bone. We meet in the middle, the tremendous importance of alignment and all of these other factors. So we're glad to have him. And then Karina Inkfer, she's very, very involved in the world of health and wellness, vegan, nutrition, the whole world of fitness and wellness, different fitness programs, and the inclusion of rubber bands and balance, foot-ankle work. So we'll compare notes with Karina. Then Deb Dahman, who's got one of the most popular podcasts in the country, talking about whether it's the celebrities. I think she's headed to the Oscars. Again, with her, we talk about, you know, there's not a celebrity or actor or almost that's not involved in a health and wellness program. And what a big deal this connection is. I've spoken with the nutritionists, the dietitians of some of the best athletes and some of the best actors and actresses. So we're going to get her fit. And then Christine Blanchett, the TV hostess of Run With It in British Columbia. I have done a segment, The Sports Doctor's In, on Christine's great TV show for probably 6-7 years, once a month. We would talk about all sorts of topics that we talk about on The Sports Doctor. And as a matter of fact, we're taping one next week. You know, what's the best shoe? What are some of the common running injuries? What's the exercises of the champions? What goes into the whole championship mindset, et cetera, et cetera? So Christine is actually the innovator of the segments. We have a Sports Doctors In segment on the podcast Fit After 40. I'll let everybody out there know. If you're interested in finding out more about it, you can message me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. That's where we get some of our emails that we have time to answer. The Dr. Bob wisdom for this week, again, is all about, again, the mental game. This is what we've been talking about all show. We talk about this in so many different ways with so many different experts, psychologists, psychiatrists, mentalists, mental trainers. It's a big part of the book, hashtag a sports parent. I was just mentioning Robert Andrews, the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, who's got a wall of gold medals with his Olympic champion gymnastic teams, including the different Olympic teams. And his specialty now is the mental side of post-injury, post-surgery. One of the common ones is ACL, Achilles tendon, where we have, a year rehab. Sometimes it's more. Sometimes the pressure's immense. This is what he deals with. And the mental game, we were just mentioning that, talking about that with our guest, Asha, when we're talking about Ian Goldberg and his iSport 360, which is now, can't overstress it. Again, when we talk about the role of the foot in sports, you know, and we talk about the mental game, it starts from the foot above, and that's exactly where it's at in so many different ways. type 2 juvenile diabetes. Everybody knows that I've taken on the challenge of paying big attention to this, to the fact that the whole area of juvenile type 2 diabetes is fairly new. It had to be renamed the adult onset lifestyle type 2 diabetes that we all grew up with understanding what that was. Type 1 was a different story. It was from birth on, the necessity of insulin, injection, medical supervision. Type 2 is a different, it was a lifestyle. And we started seeing it earlier and earlier, teenagers, adolescents. Here you go. Today it's a scourge. Obesity, childhood obesity, big part of it. The all areas. So on the Sports Doctor, we have taken on the mantle of, like last week's guest, Rich Dubin, the great publisher for years, one of our supporters at the Sports Doctor radio show here, who is very involved, Lower Extremity Review, where we're paying big attention. Exercise has to be key, along with nutrition for these kids, in importance. It has to be taught to them. They need to include it, not only because they're on a team. By the time the kids in junior high school, it's 1 out of 10. High school, it's 1 out of who knows how many are on a team. Health and fitness becomes, especially now with the social media age, a tremendous challenge. So we need to pay attention to the addition of exercise as part of lifestyle, the earlier the better, in the education of our kids and families about the diabetes. We're going to talk more about it. We have experts on in all sorts of different areas, and this is a big one, you know, part of that whole LEAP Alliance, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. Dr. Rubin, he started it almost 15 years ago. 80% of amputations, diabetes-related, are preventable. Wow. Earlier the better we get this education. The Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, we're back. Sports Doctors in segment. We got some time for some emails, which is great. Donna said, I'm a 45-year-old runner. I've been running for, 15 years. I've been dealing on and off with plantar fasciitis. I do not have prescription orthotics. I've had various over-the-counter inserts. Donna, do you have over-the-counter glasses? Sometimes, again, we see, and plantar fasciitis is the most common problem we see in sports podiatry, the arch in the heel. Sometimes it's related. You're in the age group where we start seeing heel spurs. You want to make sure you have, you didn't mention in your email whether you know, what kind of treatment you're getting. You did mention over-the-counter. And many times there are over-the-counter inserts that we use, and I use a lot of Superfeet. I've had their people on the show. Superfeet was one of the first inserts that was a step up from the run-of-the-mill insert in hockey skates and skates. And Superfeet incorporates some support and some alignment correction in an insert. Now, Dr. Scholes has been famous for that over the years. Paul said, Neuroma, is it always surgical? No, it isn't, Paul. You know, over the years, we used to think that. As a matter of fact, I included it in one of our booklets that I think we wrote in the 70s. Neuroma is a nerve problem in the ball of the foot between the third and fourth toe most commonly. There are nerves that run between the toes. There's a particular connection between the third and fourth toe, and when that connection is constantly irritated, it can enlarge. It can almost become like a calloused area, get in the way. Neuroma could be stinging pain. It could be numbness. It could be people say, I feel like my sock is crunched up. Over the years in sports medicine, when surgery was, we just didn't want to lay somebody up for a month or two, we started using more and more orthotics. We've had great success with it. We've had great success with some cortisone injections. There are a PCP, which is your own particular plasma injection. There are alternatives. And we pay attention to these alternatives when we're talking about neuromas. Phyllis says, my daughter's 12 years old. She's a very active figure skater 5 days a week. She's got these bumps in the arches. Sometimes they bother her. Phyllis is the common problem in skating. When we've got a foot type, which is common in the young girls, where maybe the foot is flattening out, there's excessive pronation. Sometimes flat foot might be an aggressive part of that. Too much motion going on in that area. There's a tendon that runs right underneath that particular bone called the navicular, and that tendon can be stretched, irritated. There's a growth center there at that bump that will come together in the maturity of the foot. And the girls, it's 13, 14 years old. Boys, it might be 15, 16. So when that bump is irritated, and in a skate, any excessive motion is irritating, we can start having trouble in that area. Sometimes we'll pad it with like a horseshoe pad. Make sure your daughter's boot fitter punches out the windows out, we call it, that area of the boot where the bumps are, and pay big attention to orthotics. We see great, I've used orthotics along with punching out the boot for decades with great success. Even with the worst irritation to that area, it is very, very unusual to need surgery, but it happens where we see no matter what we do conservatively. So the earlier you pay attention to that, punch absolutely that boot out. Steve wants to know about, he says, you know, you talk about the two exercises all the time. You're right, Steve, we mentioned it, talking about the book. He wanted to know, you know, how important is it for seniors and weekend warriors? Very important. You can't overdo including strengthening your feet and ankles if you're active. The reason I started making a big deal about that was pickleball. I wrote an article in 2020 in the Lower Extremity Review. Hello to our friends, LER. The publisher, Rich Dubin, was our guest last week. Guy did Lower Extremity, all things Lower Extremity. With the explosion of popularity, I wrote the article, and it was called Pickleball is Physical. Like racquetball and tennis, you're moving in different directions, starting, stopping, changing direction, and people... Seniors at our health club were jumping on the bandwagon to play pickleball. It was so exciting, it was very, very popular. We started seeing the injuries were exploding, foot, ankle, knees, shins, actually wrists and shoulders, too, like in tennis. Now, tennis players in their 50s, 60s, and 70s almost always played forever, in my experience. Racquetball, a whole different story. So, yes, for the weekend warrior or the senior citizen, don't drive yourself crazy, but include and learn how to do it properly. Your physical therapy, your local physical therapist, personal trainer, the gym. Learn how to use rubber bands, tilt board, different kinds of balance. I love the sand dune stepper. Simulates being on the sand, working the grip of the feet. Bosu, balance. Start easy. Include it in your exercise program. See you, everybody. Sports Doctor.